Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And it is what? It's a wrap Wednesday here on Hump Day here. And we are talking about what we're wrapping up. I am here to talk about something that's vitally important, something that has affected my life in so many ways. And something that is affecting so many African American women right now. And that is fibroids. And y'all, I'm telling you, it will destroy you if you don't, you know, handle it. You get to handle it. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I was on set one day working with one of our, they use our salon, and this person that you all know, it is amazing. I'll just go on and tell you who it is, all right? Ryan Murphy, the creator and director of Hollywood, American Horror Story, and then some, his company used our salon, which was amazing. So we got to be a part of the hit drama series, Hollywood. And in the midst of there, I was working with a young lady. And I noticed something was wrong with her, and I could totally tell. I was like, man, I don't know what this is about, but let me speak to her. I always have a sixth sense for that. And she told me she was going to have an operation for fibroids. And it just blew me away because we were dealing with the same thing, even though she was not of African-American descent. She was still dealing with this. And it had to basically leave work and not be able to work for a while in order to have this. And she didn't see any way out or anything. And I told her about Dr. Bruce Lee, the creator of the Acessa treatment. I'm going to have this procedure, and it's absolutely amazing. And we know this is something that affects overwhelmingly the Black community when it comes to health, Black women. And the fact that one of our wonderful people in Congress right now, Kamala Harris, is tackling this issue. If you haven't heard about it, then you need to hear about it. I was flabbergasted when I seen it. I was like, what? Are y'all serious? Kamala Harris is tackling fibroids and doing studies on this. It blew my mind because, you know, there are so many things that are not, you know, being done concerning this. This is ultimately, absolutely amazing. She's introducing legislation, y'all, to support uterine fibroids research and education. Now, this was released on July 30th. So the fact that this is even there is blowing my mind. It is blowing my mind because it is just eating us up. It deserves. She says that we must treat uterine fibroids with funding and attention it deserves. Is, you know, it's, and that was said by Congressman Clark. So the bill is it's the important first step towards making women's health care a priority and addressing uterine fibroids. Many women who suffer from uterine fibroids have their condition go undiagnosed as a result of a lack of education about the disease. Each year, approximately 7 million women in the U.S. suffer the symptoms of fibroids, and an estimated 330,000 symptomatic women reside in New York, okay? That's New York alone, okay? This disease has ravaged the lives of women across the country, and increasing funding for research and public education related to fibroids is critical to reversing that trend. If we are serious about fixing inequities in our healthcare system, then we must treat uterine fibroids with funding and attention it deserves. So, like I said before, it says that uterine fibroids affected an estimated 26 million women between the ages of 15 and 50 across all racial backgrounds and socioeconomic levels in the United States. While the issue affects women across racial backgrounds, Black women develop uterine fibroids earlier, have larger and greater number of fibroids, and are three times more likely than white women to be hospitalized for uterine fibroids. Also, more than 80% of Black women and about 70% of white women develop fibroids by the time they reach menopause. Do y'all hear me, okay? Further, they are the leading cause for hysterectomy of 27% Black women and 7% of white women with uterine fibroids have hysterectomies as a result of this condition. So, you know, this is deep, y'all. This is deep. Now, I think about this. I'm talking to a woman that's about to undergo a hysterectomy, and I just found treatment from someone who's undergone the assessor treatment by Dr. Bruce Lee, and he's located in Newport, California, and at the time he was in Beverly Hills, but he's now in Los Angeles, California, and Newport, California. And this is absolutely amazing. And you're gonna be able to follow me on my journey. So it's a wrap for not being able to identify what's going on with us in this. And we were on set, and this young woman was dealing with uterine fibroids. We're on set dealing with this. So this affects everything. Despite being the most common gynecological condition, there is a lack of awareness and prioritization when it comes to uterine fibroids as an important health issue. Some women experience uterine fibroids have no symptoms. However, those who do experience severe pelvic pain, iron deficiency, anemia, miscarriages, infertility, and heavy bleeding. Hey y'all, that's a beast right there. Building awareness around fibroids is not only a health equity issue, but an economic imperative. Uterine fibroids cost our healthcare system an estimated $9.5 billion annually. Y'all, it's a wrap. It is a wrap for that. It is a wrap. And Dr. Bruce Lee is tackling that. He's created something and training doctors to deal with something that is absolutely pivotal to our health and wealth and our, you know, and our life. You know, it's no joke, y'all. It's no joke. So my hat's off to Kamala Harris for putting an end to dealing with this major health issue that even while on set, we are dealing, her and I were dealing with the same issue. We just had different solutions to our problems. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if she went through with her hysterectomy, but she was in days of going through surgery for it. And I made sure to tell her. So this is something I'm telling everybody about, and you'll be able to follow our journey my personal journey dealing with fibroids on our channel on the CMS network. So stay tuned for that. And if you want to call in and ask us any questions, feel free to do so at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or email us at info@CleopatraMemphis.com. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And I didn't mean to send you all to the makeup website, but this is what we're dealing with right now. So thank you, Kamala Harris, and thank you to everyone listening for us to keep it moving. And until next time, and do better with what we have. And until next time, you all, I want you to always be great.